Jack, health, one of the issues flagged by the OECD in its report today. HICWA, another body focusing on it. The health system, it concluded, is under unprecedented pressure, despite the highest level of investment in the health service to date in the country.
Yeah, and people waiting on an admission for up to 5 days. And I know that's probably not representative. It's a, it's an outlier, but nonetheless, like it does, it's an outlier that gets to the core of the point. And I was really struck looking through the two reports, both the HICWA report, which is, I think, an inspection into seven emergency departments around the country, but also the OECD report, which interestingly enough had a dedicated section on healthcare provision in Ireland, and went into quite a degree of detail and kind of arrived at the same place, which is
a growing aging population.
Growing aging population, very expensive model of healthcare where you have public and private competing against each other, very centred on the hospital, notwithstanding the fact that Sláintecare obviously is looking to change that model, and move it out into the community. You know, I think that when you have both HICWA, the regulator, the overseer, and, you know, an impartial third party looking in from overseas and arriving at the same conclusions, it really ramps up the political pressure on the government to make good on the promises that it has made around Sláintecare, on things like regional healthcare authorities, on things like actually bringing down waiting lists. Because, you know, we've had a couple of winters where we haven't had that kind of drumbeat of pressure on trolley counts and all the rest of it because of COVID. It wasn't for a good reason, but it was because of COVID. It provided that little bit of breathing room from the constant attention, and I think that we will be heading back to that place this year where we'll have huge media and political pressure on the Minister for Health and on for the HSE to make good on these commitments.
Lack of community beds, a predicted fall in the number of GPs, not enough beds, not enough step-down facilities. It paints a pretty grim picture, and what the HICWA also raised concerns about is this has been going on for so long, it runs the risk of being normalised, something it says is a serious concerns about due to patient safety and the dignity and respect of patients.
Yeah, it was stark reading, but I think, you know, we have to look at this in the context of we're coming out of COVID, like a once in a generation, once in a lifetime experience of global pandemic. And you know, we've got hospital admissions and admissions from ED departments going up by 5% and 10%. They're under unprecedented strain with RSV, flu, COVID, strep A. But there is a structural problem there, and Sláintecare has been agreed, and it's on a cross-party basis, and the government is making progress. I mean, just last week, the Sláintecare,
there was an emergency declared 20 years ago by Mary Harney in a coalition government. Yeah. I mean, this is not a COVID issue.
Yeah, but the current government, and that's the only government that I can speak to really the past two and a half years.
The COVID impact is the cancellation of elective procedures, but emergency departments is an issue that has predated COVID. You would at least concede
absolutely,
that, wouldn't you?
But we have a growing population, an ageing population. You've got strep A, and COVID is still very prominent in the community. So these are adding extra stress and strain. You've got a workforce that came through a global pandemic, and it's not just here in Ireland. If you look to Italy, if you look to Spain, you look to France, they're having serious and similar problems as well. And the European section of the WHO actually recently outlined the issues there with the workforce.
Mick Barry.
Yeah, HICWA did seven spot checks in June, and in six of the seven emergency departments that they visited, they said that there were serious issues with understaffing. The health service is having extreme problems with recruitment and retainment of nurses and other health service personnel. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the government, we hear about the minimum wage, they lifted the maximum wage for bankers. They said there was a limit of 500,000, half a million euro a year. And this had to be done away with now because the bankers were going to London and Paris and Frankfurt. And if we were going to attract them, we had to pay the going rate. They seem to be taking a very different approach when it comes to young teachers. They seem to be taking a very different approach when it comes to young nurses. I'm going to Belfast on the train in the morning.
They've raised the cap for hospital consultants. There's a quarter of a million plus a number of other performance
actually
related
and a couple of days
to
ago
get people in there.
I'm talking about young nurses.
Yeah, and the young nurses actually a great package that was very much welcomed by student nurses was announced the other day in relation to paying them while they're on the hospital in the country. I was speaking to some student nurses the other day and they were actually very happy with the package. And €80 a night towards accommodation when they're out on placement. And you know, it's a very much welcome package from student nurses. It's something they've campaigned for. And I'm really happy that Minister Donnelly delivered on it.
Mick Barry.
Lorraine, go to any hospital in the country and speak to the nurses and speak to the young nurses who have had their friends emigrate and emigrate in droves and ask them, is there an issue with the wages and the conditions and the stress in the hospitals that the government have failed to address? I think you'll get pretty much 99%.
Hang on a second, Lorraine. We've got to go to Paul Donnelly.
I think we know what the problems are, because the problems are recurring pretty much every single year. We know it's around beds. There are not enough beds. We know that there are not enough care in the community. There's not enough people who are social care workers or care workers allowing people who are ready to come home to be able to go back and work in their own, and live in their own homes. We talk about nurses and teachers, and there's a cohort of people who are in college at the moment who are planning to leave because they have nowhere to live and they cannot afford the rent. So most of the money that they would be earning would be going on rent, and they see absolutely no future. So we need to create that future for those people to be able to stay.
I would agree with Paul on that. It's the housing situation.
We're spending tens of thousands.
And we have the Prime Minister in New Zealand coming out and saying they'll welcome any and all nurses that want to come there.
Of course he will, because New Zealand has very high housing costs as well.
Here she is. Here's Jacinta Ardern. She's decided to join us temporarily in the form of a clip.
Four professions will be added to the straight to residence pathway. They are nurses, midwives, register auditors and all doctors. The change for nurses, midwives and doctors will take effect almost immediately from this Thursday, the 15th of December. Our message to nurses everywhere, we are the best place to live, work and play. You will be able to seek immediate residence.
All right, doctors, nurses, midwives, work, rest and play. There you go. Yeah. What's not to like?
Well, look, I'm sure New Zealand is a lovely country, but it's on the other side of the world. It's very isolated. They're far away from people. And they had the most severe border controls during COVID. So I know of people, friends of mine that live there and were having second thoughts about living there because of that.
Are they home yet?
Did they come home? Not yet, but can I just finish that point that you know when you're talking about medical professionals, you're talking about a global market for workforce, and New Zealand have to make extra measures to try and attract them because of a number of issues.
And so do we.
Yeah, and we are. Ireland is a very good country to live in.
Miserably in its task.
We have increased the nurse recruitment, doctors and consultants as well in the past 2 years.
We had people, sorry, just made to this point.
Paul is saying that we're failing miserably, but today we're not.
In that report, it stated that there were older people, and it fits into the cost of living crisis. We had older people going into emergency departments over the last couple of weeks with hypothermia. How shocking is that in 2022?
Mick Barry, we heard today at the Health Committee there aren't enough GPs, and universal healthcare will make it even harder for people to get GPs because of the demand on an insufficient number of them.
You have to change the system in order to make it work. So what we need is a number of things. Number one, we need more primary care centres, which can take some of the load off the GP surgeries. A second thing we need is we need increased public investment in training and then recruiting and retaining GPs. But also, I think a thing that needs to be looked at, I think there's a lot of GPs, particularly younger female TDs, or GPs, but not exclusively, who the idea of being like a sole trader, like owning and running a surgery with all the pressure of that, I think it's not attractive. The idea of the state being a direct employer and paying people a wage is something that needs to be
looked at. Females wouldn't be able to run a practice.
And it's absolutely not the point I'm making, Lorraine.
What is the point?
Absolutely not the point.
What is the point you're making?
It's the idea that young GPs who say, who look at the pressures that are involved in running a GP.
But why did you single out female GPs there? It's a very odd comment.
It's not an odd comment. It's not, because the fact of the matter is that young GPs are taking a step away from that, and particularly young female TDs, all the GPs, all the reports indicate that.
Mick Barry, by the way, what would you pay a nurse?
I'd pay a nurse about 25% above what's paid at the moment.
Right. Okay. Are we going to see any significant movement based on that? You hear the call out from New Zealand, but accommodation is one of those things. Working hours is another one, Lorraine Clifford Lee. I mean, can we really promise nurses or doctors or midwives that we're going to come to some arrangement on that, when in fact we're actually looking for consultants here to work more hours?
Well, the consultant contract that was announced there over a week ago was it's a significant change in their work practices. But I wouldn't agree that it means working more hours. It means maybe working weekends, working longer shifts, longer days. But we are making significant progress on the recruitment issue. And I know that there are several pilot schemes been researched and are due to be launched with certain countries to bring GPs in particular, bring them to Ireland, get them to shadow Irish GPs and put them working in the community within a couple of months. So there are challenges, there's certainly challenges, but we are definitely overcoming them.
Paul Donnelly, there was some scepticism expressed by the Irish Hospital Consultants Association and indeed by the IMO about the last consultants contract that was being talked about, saying, well, we'll see how the market treats it. What if it's not enough?
Well, look, if it's not enough and it's not working, then obviously negotiations would have to start. But I think, you know, and I listened to David Cullen on the day that report went out, and he was quite clear in saying that, you know, a lot of the things that had been asked for had been given in that report, and that's why that Sinn Féin had supported it.
Mick Barry, seeing as you support the principle of raising the cap on nurses, do you have to do it for everyone?
I think that in the last 10 years there has been a massive shift towards rent, interest and profits as opposed to wages of working people.
Okay.
And that's something that needs to be seriously addressed.
All right.